mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They're about to implement forced psychological testing and drugging in Illinois. We defeated it for now in Texas. Also, more and more thumb scanners go in to buy and sell at grocery stores and convenience marts. Out of the Battalion newspaper, Texas A&M, RFID program to help track uniforms and parking, got to have your chip. And the government's saying 70% chance we're going to have a nuclear attack somewhere in the world in the next decade. It's all coming up. Right now, right back to your calls. Wide open phones today into the second hour of this Wednesday edition. Let's go ahead and talk to Bart in Texas. Bart, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. What I wanted to bring up was the fact that we are winning. We have shifted the paradigm. People are waking up. People are getting involved, even if they're not completely aware of the New World Order. In all its aspects, people inherently know when they're in danger. The group mentality is shifting. But what everyone out there needs to understand is that eventually, and you know, you yourself have pointed this out with a lot of the advanced technologies and scientists that you've covered and exposed on your website and your radio show, when they get really desperate, there's going to be whole new levels of technology of control that is going to be thrown against us.
Well, yeah, and there's a reason that the major publications like the Baltimore Sun and the Boston Globe did reports where DARPA says, yes, we're going to put up towers around America that send out waves that can calm you or control you. But it's no big deal. It's for your best interest. I mean, they're openly talking about this sci-fi stuff because they've got to announce it openly so the people putting these systems in think it's normal. Were you aware of that? Bart hung up. He's talking about, you know, new waves of super technology. We didn't hang up on you, Bart. You got disconnected or you hung up. Sean in California. Sean, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You know, I think the debate on Coast to Coast was illustrative of the orthodoxy that exists regarding 9/11. Peter Lance began the debate by saying he read 40,000 pages of FBI documents, and he came to the conclusion that Al-Qaeda was a big threat and that the FBI was totally inept.
Because the FBI says so.
Yeah, exactly. And Mike Levine began a debate by saying that he set up major heroin deals for the CIA and that they shipped in heroin in the corpses of GIs from Vietnam.
And this is a major, he is an admitted high-level DEA agent. We have, and so this is his proof the government can be trusted.
Yeah, yeah. But then he goes on to say that Al-Qaeda is a big threat and that the government's totally inept.
Well, yeah. Now, again, a couple of years ago, it had just been the government's fine, the government's perfect. Now they know people don't trust it, so they've got to, look, I've got credibility. We do bring the drugs in. The government does, but still, we wouldn't do 9/11.
No, exactly. Like, wasn't it an accident that they put the heroin in the corpses? But you would think that Peter Lance, in one of those documents, one of those 40,000 pages of documents, that he, one of them would have said that the terrorists were trained partially, the fake terrorists, CIA terrorists, at the Pensacola Naval Air Station.
Well, I said it was MSNBC and Pensacola Journal, and he just said, not true, not true.
Right. And he also denied that there were FBI informants crawling all over the hijackers.
And he goes, well, San Diego, yeah, San Francisco, too.
Right.
And he goes, well, that disproves you. It was San Diego, not San Francisco. And I go, sir.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, one of the things that didn't come up in the debate was that Muhammad Atta, the guy masquerading as Muhammad Atta, was engaging in, you know, just drinking massive amounts of booze, going to strip clubs and bars, you know, just a typical fanatic behavior of Muslims that you expect.
Yeah, leaving
right?
a Quran saying we're going to kill everybody tomorrow.
Exactly.
He was creating a ledger, a history.
Exactly.
Just literally shooting their mouths off.
Yep.
Banging on the bar. I will knock buildings down tomorrow.
And they were also at that resort that Bush was at 3 days later.
Yeah, that's right. No, it just never ends, sir.
It doesn't.
All right, thank you. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. More calls straight ahead, 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies, psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you could fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio. That number again is 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We'll continue with the blitzkrieg of your phone calls here in just a few minutes, but I need to get back into the news and the headlines and detail a little bit of the news I mentioned in the last hour. All around us, a control grid is going in. All products are going to have tiny tracker chips in them. Already thousands of products do. We've sent our representatives, our reporters, our moles, two big industry conferences where, you know, 10,000 people are there in Chicago, and they openly talk about how we don't like it, the citizens don't like it, but how we will submit, how they will prevail, how this will track everything we buy, sell, and do. They'll have total information on our activities. And that's what Echelon really does. Echelon has really always been about economic espionage. I was talking to somebody about it last night. They said, yeah, my dad works in the NSA, and he said, mainly what they do is, you know, if everybody's talking about strawberries, then they tell their corporate owners, hey, buy into strawberries, you know, get control of this. Most of it's about economic espionage and control and forecasting, you know, trends so they can pre-position themselves for control of society. And look, Texas A&M has a proud tradition. It was a women's college. I had a lot of family friends that went there. And a lot of colleges are being taken over completely by the feds. I mean, already Eisenhower warned us about the undue influence of the military-industrial complex with their funds. But AMN now is run by a former CIA director. It's got the George Bush Library, George Herbert Walker Bush Library. And they're really training some of the key cadres to run our lives and to run the police state there. HEB put thumb scanners in their grocery stores in College Station 4 years ago. Announced they'd do it in Austin, but we stopped them. So they've had military drills there. Just so much is cameras, microphones, so much is happening in that city as well as that university. Texas A&M has teamed up with Global Ranger Corps to create a distribution lab that will allow better tracking of Corps and cadets' uniforms this fall and may help solve campus parking problems in the future. And again, they call it a lab, and that's what it is. You want to drive, want to park, you got to have a tracker chip. Want to have a uniform, it's going to have a chip in it. Headline, RFID program to help track uniforms parking. With the partnership, A&M now has the funding to create the Radio Frequency Identification Laboratory, RFID2, in the Department of Engineering, Technology, and Industrial Distribution. A program called RFID will use microchip technology to aid in supply distribution of the core uniforms. Madhav Padu, an assistant professor in industrial distributions of the Military Property Warehouse, where cadet uniforms are housed, has been experiencing problems with internal inventory and items distributed to the cadets. By inserting an RFID chip into the garment's fabric, the warehouse can keep up to date with the cadet was issued which garment, see, later. And then when the garment goes back in, they've got the chip. The chip holds a number that is scanned when the cadet picks up the item. This allows the warehouse to know the item is no longer in possession, while also offering them the information on who now holds the item. It can also be read around campus. Papu said he thinks the program would help the campus parking situation in the future as well. RFID could be used to notify people of the location of available parking spaces by scanning for empty spaces, he said. Now, we narrowly, by just a hair, defeated 6 months from now. We would all, when we got our 2006 inspection sticker, we would all get an RFID chip that would be read by radio readers already put up to start making the main Texas roads. 4,000 Texas highways will be, 4,000 state highways will be toll roads. That's the official plan. 2,000 city roads. And it says it in the bill. We narrowly got that cut out of the bill. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a game. This is happening right now. And you better get wise to it. You better fight it. Here's one I barely mentioned yesterday, but I want to spend some time on it. I want to get one of these individuals on. Forget credit cards or checks. Pay with your fingerprint. They're the first in Missouri to have it. A convenience store in Arnold has a new way for consumers to pay by scanning their fingerprints. With the new system, customers won't need to carry a check, credit card, or even cash. All they need is their finger and a code. And then, of course, they track everything you buy and what you do. Phillips 66 Express Mart on Richardson in Arnold chose BioPay to get their customers in and out of the door fast to enroll. Customers need a driver's license, a blank check, and a 10-digit code, which could be your phone number. Folks, paying cash is even quicker. Customer Mary Henning said, I think it's a great idea. It's simple. It's easy. You just walk in. Don't need to mess with your checkbook. Just put your fingerprint on this, make your purchase, and it comes out of the checkbook. I want to get Mary Henning on the show. Retailers also like it because they have to pay a lot less in transaction fees. See, they're going to set it up where you pay more if you don't have this for the consumers as well. Oh, discounts if you have the tracker thumb scan or if you take the chip. That's already happening at bars all over the country. Again, retailers also like it because they have to pay a lot less in transaction fees. Express Mart Assistant Manager Kevin Wardig said, we're spending $3,000 to $4,000 a month just on credit card transactions. Debit cards are a bit cheaper. This is 75% cheaper than using credit card transactions because the industry chooses, folks. BioPay says it does not sell personal information on outside companies, but again, there's a data bank that allows the stores to do that. And its services are not directly connected to the internet to prevent hackers. Boulder Dash. How do you think they send the data over? Detective Michael Gray, a fingerprint identity expert with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office for the past decade, said fingerprints are not only a permanent feature on your hand, but a unique to each individual. That's why he said the chances of being misidentified are remote, especially with the added security of the 10-digit code. Yeah, you got to enter a code and do this. It's just a joke, folks. And by the way, once they get your prints, they can frame you. It's been around for 100 years since fingerprints came out. You get somebody's print, then you etch it, was the old way to do it, and then you plant the prints. Detective Gray said, as long as they verify the individual identity going in, making sure this is, in fact, Joe Blow, leaving his finger impression as an examining document, I don't see any problems at all down the road when he comes back later. BioPay is not like linked to credit cards, just checking accounts. Once you enroll in BioPay, you can use it at any store that has a system worldwide. Besides the Express Mart in Arnold, BioPay is available in some stores in Utah, North Carolina, and Kentucky. And that's just one of many companies. So see, at every day or two, I see one of these articles in Ohio or in Houston or in, you know, just all these places. Well, my first film, America Destroyed by Design, shows the executive order, shows the plans, the official government plan. You will be doing this as a national sales tax. And before you go yip, yip, hooray, or hip, hip, hooray, or huzzah, huzzah, before you cheer this and laud this, I'm afraid they're going to keep the income tax, too. This will bring federal control into every terminal, every shopping cart, every business, every internet transaction. All the new Microsoft software coming out, this is for 3 years, is designed to be thumbprint or index finger accessible. And soon you'll be forced to get online, quote, trusted computing. They're trying to pass laws in Congress where you've got a thumb scanner or index finger scan to get online. Are you beginning to get the big picture? Are you beginning to understand? This is not a joke. This is happening. We'll get into forced drugging and testing, rampaging forward in some areas, having victories in others. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Who is up next? I guess Sean. No, we already talked to Sean. Nick in Texas. Nick, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Like your show a lot. I was listening to Barry Brownfield this morning, and I heard something about the bird flu being in British Columbia. Wondered if you had heard anything about that.
Well, they love to. I mean, the government runs around saying the bird flu is going to get us, and if it does, we got to give all our rights up. Or if foot and mouth gets released, we've got to, you know. Well, they had it in Minnesota newspapers. Martial law. I've got a town here where the mayor's saying no to martial law. I mean, openly mainstream. I'm going to get to that later. That's in the stack here. And the bird flu, depending on what variety, is very serious. And I mean, this is globalism. Isn't globalism wonderful?
Oh yeah, you just gotta love it, don't you?
I hate it, but yeah, they sure push it.
Yeah, they sure do push it, and we need to fight them on it. That's for sure.
Anything else, sir?
Nope, nothing else.
Thank you for the call, Nick. Ann, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi, where are you calling from?
Michigan.
Welcome.
I talked to you last week after your George Norrie interview.
Yes.
And I mentioned that Len sounded very nervous. Just listen to this for a second. You're aware that there was a 911 article in Popular Mechanics, right? And this is led up by Chertoff. This month, Popular Mechanics has an article on Morgellons disease. A medical article in Popular Mechanics, also, you know, led by Chertoff. The first place I heard about Morgellons was the Power Hour, picked up also by George Norrie as a follow-on subject. 911, you, the Power Hour, also by George Norrie. And I'm just wondering if...
Well, what do they say about Morgellons?
That it's delusional parasitosis, which should be treated with heavy-duty antipsychotics. Now, that's not the latest info on it, but that's what Popular Mechanics printed. I'm thinking...
Well, stay there. We'll just have to come back to you.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Now get available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Disagrees with me on something, and people who disagree always go to the head of the line because it's so special and so rare that we always like to give them the floor, unless it's a stalker, and then we cut them off, and we have a few of those, or government disinfo officers. Ann, I've heard people talk about this Morgellons disease, and I know that they told the troops after the first Gulf War, who had high levels of radiation in them, nerve gas in their bodies when they would die at autopsies. I mean, that's been in the Dallas Morning News, major publications. They would say, you're all mentally ill, and they'd shrivel up and die, and, well, that's your mental illness. That's why you're having you know, convulsions, and that's why your nose bleeding, and that's why you've lost 100 pounds, and, well, that's why you died. And but then at the same time, it looks to me like Morgellons is kind of a cover for a whole bunch of different skin diseases. I mean, they tried to deny that, you know, mycoplasma didn't exist for many years, and now they do admit fibromyalgia. I mean, there's all sorts of different, quote, diseases and conditions that are umbrellas for a host of environmental problems and other things. But there's also raving lunatics that are nutty as fruitcakes that the media can focus on who, you know, think they have chips in their brains. And this bizarre atmosphere where really weird stuff is going on breeds that, people that already are paranoid. I really think they're obsessive compulsive. You know, they want something to really focus on and freak out about. It drives them over the edge. But I don't know enough about Morgellons disease to really get into it. I mean, there may be something there. Some of the people I've heard about it, talk about it, really sound nutty as fruitcakes. There's key indicators I use to assess that. Some of the people talking about it sound legitimate, but go ahead.
In regards to Morgellons, there was one California doctor who cultured it out and found out it's a monoflagellate. It's a tiny little bug with one little feeding wiggly, which is present in many European bottled waters.
Well, that sounds like a chigger.
Yeah, except it goes way deep. It goes in as probably one of these little threads and then sets up housekeeping.
Well, there's all different types of burrowing mites. So what are they saying, that those don't exist?
No. But they're saying that this Morgellons, which is pretty obviously not delusional. I mean, the symptoms are there. It's totally delusional. But the thing is, why is Popular Mechanics going after subjects handled by the Power Hour, Alex Jones Show, and George Norrie? And I think that Lentz was part of a targeted effort, and that's why he was nervous. And boy, I wouldn't be surprised if we weren't dealing with yet another jerk-off cousin there.
Okay, well, thank you for the call. I'm not going to sit here and say Peter Lance is a fed. I mean, he's just probably somebody who's in denial. Ben in Texas, you calling in about Texas A&M, your alma mater.
Well, that's right. I'm a current student at Texas A&M University, proudest member of the Fighting Texas Ag Class 2008.
And you're going to defend them no matter what they do?
No, sir, that's not quite the case. I adamantly disagree with Dr. Gates on several issues. I'm also on student government at Texas A&M.
Well, welcome. Go ahead. What do you disagree with?
Well, first of all, the HEB in College Station I use rather regularly. And
oh, really? I've been in there and shot video of it and put it on TV. And I got their press release. You're saying HEB didn't put thumb scanners in. Now, that was, as I said, 4 years ago. They may have, because of backlash, took them out. They put signs up. This is in my film, Police State 3. They put signs up in Austin saying they were going in, Round Rock to be specific, and then they never put them in.
Well, I can assure you they are not there now.
Okay, are you saying HEB didn't announce they were putting thumb scanners in? And
I don't know. I do not know. Like,
okay,
I said,
well, I guarantee you they did, sir.
Well, I can guarantee you they're not there now.
In fact, it was in the Austin Business Journal 4 years ago. It's a monthly publication. I forget what month.
All right. So they may have put them in, but then they've taken them out.
And I saw that a few months ago surfing the web. The Austin Business Journal still has that article up.
Well, that doesn't, just because the article is in an archive.
I've been there, sir. I've been there. I've shot video of it.
Okay.
Now, I said 4 years ago, because we fought them, they may have taken them out. I mean, did you hear me read the KSDK TV out of Missouri where they're putting them in? Okay, well, I mean, they're putting thumb scanners in, and yeah, they're pulling them out places because people, HEB may pull out some of the self-serves in San Antonio because people won't use them.
Well, let me just assure you of one thing.
But then don't come back 4 years later and say they didn't have self-service checkout lanes.
I didn't say, well, they have self-service. But
no, but I mean, the point is that we're fighting them. That's why they may be taking it out.
But that's regardless.
Stay there. We'll hear what else you disagree with in just a second. That is really good news if they pulled the thumb scanners out. Wait a minute. I have a newscast. Forget my video in Police State 3 where they're at an HEB showing the thumb scanners and how wonderful they are. So, yeah, good. Wow, they're pulling them out? That is great news. We'll be right back with your call, Ben.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
All right, going back to Ben in Texas. Ben, you disagree with something else I said about Texas A&M College Station?
Well, I just want to clarify one point. You said that A&M was a women's college. A&M has never been a women's college. We were originally a military academy, but that's a minute point.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I said that it was originally a women's college. I didn't say it was a women's college right now.
No,
you're telling me that Texas A&M was not originally a women's college.
No, it was not. I'm sorry, it was a military academy. In fact, non-military personnel were not allowed in the college till 60s, 70s.
Well, sometimes I get stuff backwards in my head. Maybe it was women weren't allowed, but I thought...
Women weren't allowed.
I was watching some documentary a couple of years ago about A&M, and it was something about a women's college. Maybe they merged some local women's college with it when they allowed women. Maybe you can dig the history up for him. It was something about a women's college. At any rate,
that's not the point. But A&M is one of the most conservative schools in the nation.
Yeah, they just love George Bush.
No, I can assure you as a student that is not the consensus. And I am a physics major at A&M, and I can just tell you that A&M is one of the most conservative schools in the nation. And when I say that, I would put it up against DBU, Dallas Baptist University, and any of the others in that respect. And you have extremely smart individuals there who can see what is happening and see what is going on.
Oh, so people know the CIA's in there trying to recruit like gangbusters?
Sir, I've been offered CIA scholarships myself. So, yeah.
Well, see, I'm not inaccurate in saying that it's the, one of their major recruiting grounds.
We are the number one recruitment school in the nation for the CIA.
Yeah, I thought I'd read that, but I knew it was in the tops. I would still say it's probably Yale, but...
No. With Dr. Gateson where he is, we are the number one recruiting school in the nation.
Well, that's
the
case. You just took that title.
Well, I'm telling you what my professors and everyone else have been bragging about for this last year. So.
Well, Gates is a piece of work, and he comes out and says, it's ridiculous what Dr. Reynolds says about the towers.
Well,
have students talked about that?
Somewhat. And
what are the students saying?
It's mixed views. Personally, I don't believe it was controlled demolition as a physics major. I believe there was enough force there to do it. I'm currently, though, as a summer project, running the calculations to prove or disprove.
Wait, did you just say that you don't believe it's a controlled demolition?
Not on the Twin Towers. Building 7 is quite obvious, and the evidence is there. But there is not enough evidence to conclusively say that the Twin Towers were demolished.
Well, something, a modern steel building has never collapsed
from fire. But the fire wasn't what did the most damage. You have to understand the transference of kinetic energy caused by that plane impacting was huge. And the amount of torque that was generated because of it.
Yeah, the fires, sir, were almost completely extinguished. And
that
the government, let me finish.
Okay.
The government, FEMA, the people with the engineering degrees, they first tried to say it was the fires, then the science showed it wasn't that, and they tried to claim it was a bunch of other stuff. They tried to claim three different things made Building 7 fall. Now they're saying a fourth thing. And, I can line up a whole bunch of engineers here who've done the calculations, and the mathematics does not fit.
Well, all I can tell you is that the two towers were extremely unique. All the structural support was on the interior columns, not the exterior.
Wait a minute. The 9/11 Commission says that there was no interior support columns.
That's not true.
Of course, it's a total fraud. Some of the biggest columns ever. In the 40-plus central columns.
Well, sir, I have a copy of the blueprints, and like I said, I'm doing a very detailed analysis.
I know, but I'm telling you that in the 9/11 report, by the Whitewash Commission, they say that it was a hollow.
Well, I don't believe the official story and all that, and I happen to agree with you on Building 7, but not so much on the two towers.
So they blew up 7, but okay, do you agree that some Muslim couldn't have snuck in and blown up 7? Because now they're starting to try to put that out.
Completely. I mean, I truly believe that was fully demolished.
Yeah, but by who? Who could do that in a government building?
Personally, I think it was the owner. I think it was the owner wanting insurance money more than anything.
Yeah, but
and aiding and abetting.
Aiding and abetting who?
Well, whoever perpetrated the attacks, whoever you wish to believe.
Do you know who ran the security for the buildings? Whose contract ended on September 11th?
Yes, sir. I've watched your video, 9/11, Martial Law, Rise of the Police State.
Yeah, it's Marvin Bush.
Yeah.
And we know about it because Big Mouth Barber wrote a book.
Well, I don't
My son is so brave running security. His contract ended on the morning of 9/11.
Well, listen, Ben, we agree on most things then, and I will research why that's in my head about A&M originally being a women's college.
Well, sir, and if you ever want a student's perspective, you're more than welcome to.
Well, look, I'm not here bashing A&M, okay?
Oh, and I understand
I got family
that.
That'll try to keelhaul me if I did. But the point is their General Magus is trying to take over UT right now. I mean, folks, we've been to the CFR meetings. They let you into them where they're going, world government is good, and we're going to have World War IV very soon. And I mean, it's just they're taking over, and it's sad to see Texas A&M turn into this.
Well,
hey, they're talking about making you take a transponder in your car. Are you going to say no to that?
Well, anyone who's ever been in the parking situation at A&M and gotten the parking tickets thereof is going, parking improvement? Yes.
Yeah, but that's not a parking improvement. You need to get more parking spaces built. You're paying big bucks to go there.
Currently I'm paying out-of-state tuition.
Yeah, land is not expensive out there.
Well, and not only that, A&M is, has property in every county in the state of Texas.
No, I know.
The University Police Department and the Texas Rangers are the only two police departments that have jurisdiction in every county in the state of Texas.
Yep. All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, there's nothing to really disagree about here. Will somebody get in here, though, and... do me a favor, type it in the search engine. I don't allow myself a computer in studio, though. I'm about to change that rule. Because years ago, I would be distracted surfing the web. And so I said, no computer. I threw the computer out of the studio. And now I can't type. Of course, I would be distracted. I'd be typing this in right now instead of doing the show. But do a check. Type in history of A&M for me, Scott. A&M, and then type in women's college. And I want to find out why that's in my head. Did it merge the women's college? Or it's kind of irritating me. I think Ben's wrong, but if I'm wrong, I'll own up to it. Let's talk to Nick in Canada. Nick, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. I'm just wondering if you would comment on an article I read on Rents today, talking about the inaccuracy on the reports of American casualties coming back from Iraq. They're still stating that there's about 1,713 American casualties so far. There's reports that they're not even counting all the soldiers that die en route to German hospitals.
I've had captains and master sergeants on. The government admits if you die on the helicopter being flown out of the battlefield, out of the combat zone, you did not die from injuries sustained in combat.
And
it is documented, even mainstream news. We knew about it long before it was in the newspapers. That most of the soldiers who lose limbs or who are discharged, they're discharged at Rammstein in Germany and then have to pay for their own plane ticket back. That is the pure evil of this government. And we know this. Vietnam got going with our troops and advisors in about 1960. And the war didn't get officially cranking until the staged Gulf of Tonkin event. And then after that, 58,000 Americans died up until the early 1970s. The numbers are different. Between 8 and 10,000, no one's exactly sure. U.S. troops, they admit, did die, quote, as advisors, and they were able to keep that secret until just about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So if they can keep, thousands of dead troops secret, the evidence is they're doing it here, too.
Yeah.
They're doing it with statistical manipulations. They're doing it a bunch of different ways.
Right. Unbelievable. Another issue, animal rights extremism, now a priority for FBI, a report on Yahoo yesterday.
Yeah, number one threat.
Yeah, it seems that the shift now, if terrorism wasn't a broad enough term, now it's a war on extremism, it seems, is happening now.
Well, yeah, they put that report out about a month ago. I guess Yahoo just got around to it. And it was the number one threat is animal rights and an environmental extremist. Which, I mean, they are breaking bulldozers and occasionally burning down a new house that's getting built. It's a criminal matter. It happens a few times a year. Investigate it. Put them in the jail. If they kill somebody, put them in there for life or execute them. But that's not happening here. And, they don't have any real terrorist threats, sir. So now it's pot dealing, Rubik's Cube selling, DVD pirated selling, county commissioner bid rigging. Rush Limbaugh's medical records, they use the Patriot Act.
Well, I guess we're all going to be Al-Qaeda pretty soon because I think we're all extreme in one sense or another.
Well, notice they will call outright terrorists who blow up, suicide bombers, they'll call them an extremist. You wonder, why do they give them a lesser term? Why not murderer?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so why do they give them a lesser term? Well, then because without using slander, they can call somebody who doesn't like the UN an extremist.
Right.
So now that word has the connotation of suicide bomber.
Right.
See? They're wordsmiths, semantically. I've got to write a note on that. I'm making a film about semantics, and I need to so much I try to remember. All right, thank you for the call, sir. Good points. Let's talk to who's up next here? Jamie in Kentucky. Go ahead, Jamie.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I was on Free Talk Live yesterday, and I talked about the 9/11 conspiracy and stuff. And And I mentioned the Bilderbergers, and they actually made, you know, they don't believe in it. They said, yeah, we build burgers too, you know.
Yeah, that's the oldest joke in the book.
Yeah, and also...
well, I mean, that show on this network, it's just some, you know, little boys doing a kind of little trendy program. I wish them luck. I think they'll get attention doing that, and that's the complete opposite.
And plus, the wise guys also said the same thing before to me.
What, is that some weekend show?
No, I caught it about around 6 o'clock through the daytime.
But, oh, you're talking about Roger Fredenberg's show.
Yeah, the wise guys.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate your call. To explain how this works, we have digital satellites, you know, through the major radio networks. You have to go lease them from them. And to pay for those, basically, Ted Anderson has allowed other shows with other views, car shows, gardening shows, which I think are great. We need that kind of stuff on the weekend. Brings in revenue, brings in listeners, and we're not communists here. We have to fund this. It's very expensive. We're on a shoestring many months. Some months there's a good profit, other months there's not. And then, you know, we need the money from the last month to do that. And the leading broadcast on this network are the Patriot or truth-seeking shows, and there are a few shows. I mean, Roger Fredenberg at one time was on hundreds of stations. And he's on a whole bunch of stations now, and he goes to the Genesis Network. When another network was having problems, we took Jeff Rentz over here, who's totally anti-New World Order and does a great job. So we added Jeff Rentz, and they just added a plethora of shows. There are one or two that I've heard that I only listened to once. And but there is a market out there for stations that want to hear that type of stuff. I mean, I personally consider it to be drivel, but that's my right to say that. And they can say I'm drivel if they want. But they're not going to, you know. That's just how it is, folks, so you bring it up. And that is the most ridiculous thing ever. I remember 8 years ago, caller after caller to my local talk show going, Alex, you just talked about the Bilderberg Group with Jim Tucker. Can I have cheese on that burger when I build that burger? Because, you know, they've had little sitcoms and dramas that, you know, that put this out. The Bilderberg Group has now been in the New York Times, the Washington Post. It's now been all in Reuters, and they admit that royalty and the banking heads go there, and they openly want world government. In fact, we have the CNN newscast from a few months ago where they admit it. And they want to double your oil prices. They want to take your guns. They want to take your private property, and they're doing it. And they're setting up a one-world government, and... So if little babies, people who never really grew up, people who are kind of have arrested development, want to sit there and deny real things, you know, it's like saying the moon doesn't exist or the Atlantic Ocean doesn't exist you know, that the Queen of England doesn't exist or that Jesus Christ didn't exist. People can do that all they want. And, you know, that's not what my show's about. And so I mean, what am I supposed to say? It's disgusting. It's totally disgusting. There's my comment on it. Micah in South Carolina. Go ahead, Micah.
Mr. Jones, how are you today?
Good. Welcome.
Hey, I want to thank you very much. Well, I'm calling is calling to apologize to you. And the reason I'm apologizing is because, unfortunately, at the beginning of that infamous Coast to Coast broadcast, when Mr. Lance said, oh, great, Mr. Jones is going to just, you know, basically dictate the whole program. He's going to be talking over everybody. I had only listened to two of your shows, and unfortunately, I listened to it on shortwave. So sometimes you fade in and fade out. But just from the impression I got, I was like, well, this man has a reason to. He has a lot of information. I just hope he's able to distribute it properly and not live up to that expectation Mr. Lance had. And, sir, I apologize for thinking you would not do that because you did. I was greatly impressed. I even woke my wife up and had her listen.
Are you saying I did or I didn't run over people?
You didn't. I could not believe you held that much control considering the situation. I mean, I'm greatly impressed. I even went and got my buddy's LineGuard high-definition antenna and just hooked it up to my little Radio Shack shortwave just so I could get you a better reception during the day now. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, why did it impress you that I let Lance run all over me?
No, that was not the impressionable part, because he discredited himself to anybody that's got common sense.
No, I mean, he attacked me about 10 times. I tried to not take the bait.
Well, he tried to bait you out, and I tell you what, you were the smart fish in the pond that day. And you kept to the subject, and you kept bringing the proper subject back up. Now, I've listened to Coast to Coast AM since probably 97, and I hear your music. Do you mind if I carry over?
I can't, sir. I've got to go to every caller. You got 20 seconds. Finish up.
I got 20 seconds. Okay, real quick. A lifeguard, Myrtle Beach. 2 years ago, I met a Jersey police officer who said that the night before the 9/11 attack, two of the hijackers slept in the Blind Cheek's apartment. Have you heard anything on that note?
No, I haven't. Thanks for the call.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Chance to get involved on air for the first time today, at least a minute ago. There were a couple open lines. You've been trying to call in and it's been busy. Now is your chance at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Troy in Florida, Tim in Ohio, and others, your calls are coming up the next hour. All your calls are coming up. We'll take about 20 calls in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. Before I get into some more news, though, at the end of this second hour, One final showing. This is it. Next Monday, 8 o'clock, Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. I'll be showing martial law. I'll be there. I'll give a speech, a little bit longer speech at the beginning, and take a question and answer at the start instead of the end. Do a little bit different this time. And that's it, at least for the summer. I mean, I might show some other films at the end of the summer or something, or I might show something new, but that's it, folks. So go to Infowars.com, link through over to the Alamo Drafthouse website, great movie theater, and get your tickets online because every other showing has sold out, in some cases a week before. Now we're 5 days out and hasn't sold out yet. This is your chance to go. I'd love to see you out there or drive by at the door and get them there at the Alamo Drafthouse on South Lamar. You can't miss it. Also, if you want a hard copy of Martial Law, folks, there is a secret that holds the destiny of the world in its grasp, and it's that a dark cult of evil, a death cult, controls our government, controls our intelligence agencies, and is carrying out terror for control. And this film documents it. It's my best work, 3 hours long, three films in one, $25.95, second copy $19.95, third copy $16.95, fourth copy $15, you know, down to $14. I got other films as low as $5.95. I'm talking two-hour films, 75% off, books, videos. We have a video and bookstore, the best stuff out there bar none, a bunch of other titles that I didn't produce. They're on Infowars.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or you can simply give me a call, 1-888-253-3139. They can answer all your questions about what the titles cover, the different discounts, 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Get the videos. Make copies of them. Get them out to people and affect change. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can see them all in high or low bandwidth. All the different good formats out there. All my videos, a bunch of other videos, books, book I've written, book Paul Watson's written, my weekly TV show, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. All right, you know about New Freedom. We defeated it for now in Texas, though they're still trying to implement at the city and county level, but no state funding, just federal funding. Well, in Illinois, they're rampaging forward for 5 years of age up to 18, including pregnant women. Teen screening sets up shop in Illinois, a controversial plan to screen all Illinois school children. Mental health disorders is set to become a reality on June 30th if the governor accepts the final proposal from the Illinois Children's Mental Health Partnership. Illinois became the first state to hop on the bandwagon of President Bush's Freedom Commission. New Freedom Commission plan to subject all American school children to mental health screening. Illinois lawmakers passed the 10 million Illinois Children's Mental Health Act, creating a new Children's Mental Health Partnership, which many expect to become the model for other states. And the final report from the Illinois Children's Mental Health Task Force was released in April, and it has filled with intrusive and expensive recommendations. The program held hearings in various locations across the state in 2004 to gather public feedback on the plan. And it is a nightmare, folks. The total Sovietization. So very, very serious. We've got to fight this. The government doesn't own your children, and neither does the drug government.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.